I'm joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Sam. He is here with the bundle of knowledge that he often comes with. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I am excited because you have an SBS On Demand show this week.
That's right. Are you an SBS fan?
I'm a big SBS fan, but like there's so much content on there.
I know. I was surprised to see they've got tons of movies, tons of really like cult shows on there as well.
So they've got so much content on there, and I always get very intimidated by that.
Yeah.
And just,
well, I've been sifting through all the garbage to find the good stuff.
Okay, what have we got?
Because January in particular is a great month for streaming. All the free-to-air channels, they hope the kids will binge on these cool shows over the summer holidays.
Oh, those youths.
Those darn kids. One of my absolute favourite shows at the moment is Search Party.
Okay.
And it's on SBS On Demand.
Yeah.
It's a really cool cocktail of like different genres. It's a comedy first and foremost, but it's also a murder mystery.
Oh.
Yeah. In every 20-minute episode, it's like you're being drip-fed all the clues to the disappearance of a woman called Chantal.
Okay.
The police have evidence that she's dead, but the main character, Dory, not a fish, keeps seeing her around town. And Dory, she has like a dead-end job in New York, so, you know, she's kind of
a bit of a loser.
Yeah, last going nowhere. She jumps at the chance to go and search for her, and she drags in all her friends as well.
Fun.
Yeah, it does sound kind of dark, and it is. The way Dory is portrayed, she's played by Alia Shawkat, who's a really underrated actress.
Okay.
She gives like a really, she's hesitant, but she also gives like a really sinister feel to the character and to the whole show, really.
Has she been in anything else that we know, or is this kind of an unknown?
Not that I'm sure of. Okay. I didn't look that up, but
yeah.
She has been in Steven Universe, if anyone's heard of that show.
Okay.
Which is a nerdy cartoon. I'll stop talking about it. But when in Search Party, when her friends become involved, that's where the comedy comes in, since they're all basically sociopaths. Dory's boyfriend, Drew, is probably the worst boyfriend on planet Earth. even though he has good intentions.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's kind of a lovable doofus in that way. And a friend, Portia, also is a very struggling actress who wants experience in murder mystery for her new TV show. And that's why she comes along.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah. All
this
that
sounds funny.
It is really funny. All that antisocial behavior in one room becomes as sad as it is hilarious. it's like a very much a black comedy. But they do eventually learn to create like a functioning search party, and you see all their some specific little skills come out, which is a really cool development to watch.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I don't like, I have to say, the only supporting character I don't love to pieces is Elliot, who's a really stereotypical narcissistic gay guy.
Okay.
Like the punchlines he gives are ones that we've already heard before. So it's kind of,
he's just a bit been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Not really original.
All right.
Still, it's a great time to start watching. Season 2 has just come out on SBS, so there's 20 episodes to binge, and you will binge on it. It's a really addictive show.
I feel like this is a very, very bingeable show.
Very much. Yeah, I got addicted
SBS
myself.
SBS On Demand.
SBS On Demand. And
love
expect
it.
More SBS stuff as the month goes on.
Now, because, they have such good content. I love it. I just can't find half of it. My aunts love SBS On Demand.
Yeah.
They're always telling me to watch things on SBS On Demand. But I have something that's on Netflix.
Nice.
And it's a show that a few people are talking about. But by the whole, I haven't heard a lot of buzz. And now this just could be because it hasn't generated a lot of buzz or because I haven't been hearing it. But it is a fantastic show.
Maybe it's not as big in Australia, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's not as big in Australia. It's called The Good Place. I know you've watched this.
I've watched The Good Place. Yeah.
It is fantastic. So The Good Place essentially focuses on a character by the name of Eleanor Shellstrop, who has woken up in the afterlife. She's died and she's been told that she's gone to the good place. There are two places. There's the good place and the bad place, heaven and hell. Essentially they all live in these little communities that are perfectly structured for them, and they find their perfect soulmate in these communities and life is good and life is happy and all things are well. Eleanor is played by Kristen Bell, who is
beautiful.
Fantastic.
And a good actress.
She's
good actress before
so
beautiful. Probably. Sorry about
she's
that.
She's so great. She's fantastic. And then you've got like a really great cast of people. I didn't really know though.
Yeah.
So we've got
Who was Ted Danson? Was a
Ted Danson's in there?
The deity, I suppose. Yeah.
He's great. You've got Jamila Jamil. You've got William Jackson Harper. People I hadn't heard of though. My favorite part is it's created by a guy named Michael Shaw. Oh, sure. I don't really know how to say his surname. But essentially the god figure in the show, his name is Michael.
Oh.
Which I think is a nice little parallel.
I did not even notice that.
And
wow.
I think it's very funny. So the first season and the second season are both on Netflix. There's, I think, 13 episodes per season. The first season is phenomenal. It is hilarious. They're stuck in this place where, you know, it's heaven. It's the best place on earth. It's an oasis. It's the paradise. They can't swear because apparently the people in this community don't like swearing. So every time she tries to swear, it comes out as all forking this or
like ducking, I suppose.
Or shirt. She says shirt.
Shirt. I forgot about that.
And it's just this hilarious comedy because she knows she's not supposed to be there, but she doesn't want everyone else to know she's not supposed to be there because then she'll be sent to the bad place. But Eleanor was essentially a really crummy human being.
I was going to ask if you were going to like mention that she's actually not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that first time I watched it, and the reveal in the first episode where she says, like, I'm actually a terrible person, I'm not supposed to be here, that was like so funny for some reason.
It was so great.
It blew
right
my mind. Yeah.
So the story kind of follows her realization that she has to keep herself together to stay there.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely one of the funniest things I've watched. The episodes are quite short. They're only like 20-something minute episodes little bite size, which are perfect because it is so bingeable. My boyfriend and I binged the whole first season in 2 days,
nice.
Which is like a long time for just, a couple of hours of shows because when you think about it, it's only just under 3 hours worth of shows.
Yeah, it's about four.
Yeah, over 2 days is pretty good.
Good job.
Second season's not great. I'm only halfway through the second season,
good. I haven't got up to that point
yet.
Yeah,
so. It's not as great, unfortunately. But we're getting there. I feel like it's going to turn. I feel like it's going to get better. But The Good Place, absolutely.
I love watching
hilarious shows.
I love watching shows getting better and better as well. So
I know,
it's
right?
very
finding
rewarding.
Finding their feet. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the production value on this is quite high too. They must have spent a fair bit of money producing it.
Yeah, I think it's like on NBC or something in America.
Yeah,
so it's
it
a
is.
Big
it
show.
Was originally produced by NBC and then Netflix have picked it up.
Oh, okay, cool.
And streaming it now on Netflix. It's not a Netflix original. Mind you, Netflix are bringing out so many great original shows. All streaming services are bringing out such incredible original content.
And then Channel 9 still has, like,
Love
Survivor
Island.
And, you know, who even watches television anymore? Come on.
I love reality television. It's an absolute guilty pleasure.
I mean,
love TLC and Lifestyle, Selling Houses Australia. Escape to the Country is one of my favourite shows at the moment.
It's a nice show to relax to. I guess that's what free-to-air TV is about. Like,
absolutely.
Coming
turn
home
your brain off.
And turning your
brain
this
off. This is a good show to turn your brain off and just laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got two good comedies for you guys today.
Yeah.
I feel like these are good.
Search Party does involve some, you know,
thinking.
Nice mystery and thinking and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because we've got the murder mystery element to it.
But if you feel like chilling out, The Good Place is a good choice as well.
You can flip between the two. You can do a season of each because there's two seasons. So you can do a season of Search Party this morning, then a season of The Good Place in the afternoon. Kick it back up to Search Party tomorrow morning Good Place in the afternoon.
Knock them all down like dominoes.
No one's going back to work yet. I guess everyone's going back to work now. Take a sick day. Take a sick day
Please
and enjoy.
Do.
Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.